it was since the election, really. I think it got to its height around Friday, where I saw posts from people who were leaving Facebook. So if you're one of those people, we've put up a Twitter poll for you to interact with, because I know we can't do it on Facebook because
right.
you've left.
You might not be there, right.
And that would be, are you leaving it because you're sick of the election stuff and the hate and the whatever, or are you on there, or are you just going to use it to continue to stalk your ex-boy and girlfriends? Totally acceptable, not political. 801-570-1019. This is a post from a full-grown man. He's a grown-ass man. He's a former boss of mine in radio. He's been like senior vice president of programming at places. Why I'm leaving Facebook and why I hope you do too. Like so many millions of Americans, I have spent the last few days asking some variation of how did this happen or how did our country get here? I get this is a complicated question that can't be answered with any single explanation or culprit, but there's one thing I keep coming back to, and I think it's only going to get worse, and that's Facebook. he just can't handle it.
I love that this, when you preface it with, he's a grown-ass man.
He is.
It immediately, sets it up for, can't hang.
I'm irritated with the 7-paragraph post.
Yeah.
That's my deal with Facebook. But I'm not leaving, but I do the same thing I do when I'm just bored with Facebook on a non-election-oriented day. I just go somewhere else.
Right. If you don't want to look at it, you just don't look at it. It's really easy.
Just scroll by. We have Stephanie calling from Salt Lake.
Hello, Stephanie.
I'm one of those people who is leaving Facebook.
Good for you.
Not just because of Trump supporters, but because everyone. Because if you're not a Trump supporter, you're posting about how Trump supporters suck, and I'm so sick of it.
Right on.
Yep. I miss the days when Facebook was literally nothing but, like, condom challenge videos.
Oh!
But anyway.
Those were good days.
Those were fun days. Yeah. We know them well.
Well, Facebook will miss you, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Anyway, I really liked your guys' mannequin challenge video, by the way.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Stephanie. I hope you weren't waiting behind us to vote at the time. I guess
No.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that the people who were see that so they understand what it was all about.
Stephanie, thanks for listening. Hey, if you miss Facebook, it'll be waiting for you when you're ready again.
Oh, maybe someday.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Right. Thank you.
All right, bye.
And we have Mike from Holiday on the phone.
Yo, Mike.
Yeah, I'm staying on Facebook, and I'm going to wait it out till all my friends leave, you know? And I'll just see all my own posts in my feed. Then I'll post how I really feel about the election, and then comment about how right I am, and everyone will agree with me because it's just me.
That's a good tactic.
You're going to be lonely, Mike.
Oh, man, it'll be totally lonely, but totally worth it. Plus, I'm going to make my profile picture a really unflattering one. Mm-hmm. You know, with me looking all kinds of fat with a bug in my nose, a bat in the cave, and it'll be so liberating.
I wish I could be friends with you, Mike, but you're not accepting any friends. You don't want any friends. That would ruin your game, but that's awesome.
I know. See, it's perfect.
Mike is a Facebook island. Call of the day so far.
Very
Thank you, Mike.
Good.